Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Now today I want to talk about Kingdom manga. And I think the anime, I think the new season 3 of the anime is out now or should be coming out soon if it's not out as yet. But let's talk about the manga. So I did a binge reading like yesterday. I read like six chapters behind. So I'm gonna just be giving you guys a quick recap. So this is spoiler alert for if you guys who haven't listened as yet. So we saw some brilliant tactics taking place, and I think this arc of the invasion of Zhou, you know, I think they're successfully taking over the city of Guo. I'm not sure if I'm even pronouncing these names correctly, but bear with me, right? So we have finished this arc. Shin went back to Qin, and he has a new house that was built. He got a new name. He's now considered a general. He has been officially considered a general. I think his new name is now Rishin. Right? And I think he has an actual, now with his new name, I think people are now, well, I think most people guessed already, but now they know exactly which real life general is linked to in ancient China. You know, he played a major role in the unification of China as a queen general. And so, you know, I really enjoy this manga. I gotta say, it's one of my favorite mangas. Kingdom is one of my favorite mangas. I loved it. The anime was super great, and that is why I went into the manga. The manga is just tremendously great. It's full of gore, it's bloody, it's tactical, it's smart, it's intriguing, it's interesting, it's just great. And, you know, I want to talk about a specific thing. Yeah, because I said I was going to just give a rough thing. But let me just get into a specific where we have Ryuboku, right? And basically being betrayed by the king of Zhou. You know, for some reason, I think he feel like his position was being threatened by Ryuboku. But I got to tell you, this is why that is why I kind of like democracy in a sense, you know. Even though it can be corrupted as well, because people in power love power and they will do anything in order to keep as much power as possible. So they normally pit the lower city citizens against each other and all of these things. But in a sense, democracy is still a better version. Because having a stupid king who inherited his position, who, unless you are going to revolt and cause bloodshed, will not give up that position, is really dangerous. This man sacrificed Zhou simply because he wanted to get rid of Ryuboku. Right? Osen was a great commander. And I think Osen even offered Ryuboku when back in some previous chapter, he said that, listen, why don't you could join me, you know, join forces with me? Why are you serving a stupid king? You know, a king who is not basically, he's not enlightened and he's going to be feeling threatened by you. Which is pretty much what it turns out to. And this king put Ryuboku in prison and threatens to execute him, which made it possible for Osen, or made it easier for Osen to fully secure the south of Zhou. So basically, they took over a bunch of Zhou and at least half. You know, they link three major cities together. They pass Ritsubi. You know, they link Guo and two other big cities plus a triangular and set up a defenses. And they're even moving over most of their population over into Zhou. So basically, Qin has expanded its land. Expanded. Huge expansion. Right? And all because of a stupid king. A king who has no abilities, who was just given the position simply because he is royal, you know, nepotism. This is why it's important to set up a system of meritocracy where people are employed, are given position based on their abilities, based on their performance. You know, that is why they say, yo, first generation, like, start the kingdom, second generation, who was probably around while the kingdom was being started, normally expanded it because they know they, and then the third and fourth generations that become comfortable and got time wasters, who don't know hardship and normally spoils the company or the country. And this happens, this is one of the reasons why every major empire falls as well. You know, after a while, people become entitled. They grow pampered, they start feeling entitled to power, entitled to property, entitled to everything without working for it, because they were born into wealth, they were born to being told that they are special. And so that entitlement is a great stumbling block. Check the history and most empire when they become coming down. People, individual members of the empire, people in power starting feeling entitled, start getting greedy, start wanting more of things that they have no hand in creating, and end up destroying it. Happens to every great empire. It's taking place right now in America. You know, different ideologies, you know, all of these things. Listen, if I should create a successful company in the future, and hopefully I would love to pass it down to my kids. That's true. That's every parent's dream, to pass on a legacy that your kids can continue. But the thing is, you have to set up a culture in your life where you train your kids to take over. And I'm not trying to just give it to them. They have to compete. You know, they have to compete and prove themselves. And if they don't prove worthy, they're not getting it. I'll give you some money. You can go and start your own business. I'll even help you. But you're not going to take my company and ruin it. No. Anyway, so that's pretty much the summary of the last set of Kingdom chapters. You know, it's one of my favorite mangas, as I said. I love it. You know, it touches on a lot of things. And it's still far away, because this is a story of how, you know, Qin basically unified China, you know, in the Warring States period. So after, I think they're going to try to finish off Zhou now. And once they finish off Zhou, we're going to have around like couple more places like Chu, Q, and some other places. We need to remember the rest of them. Right? So that's it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed, you know, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. All right, bye.